This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Talking about the base running outs and the identity of the San Diego Padres here. 833-288-0973. Had some calls come in and want to get your thoughts on last night's 2-1 loss. Certainly frustrating.
Yeah.
Certainly frustrating.
I was a little irrational.
It won't feel as bad if the Padres can come back and win the next two games. But I think you made a great point. Michael King and Matt Waldron both
had outstanding
starts. Now, you're going to have to rely on those two guys much more with Yu Darvish and Joe Musgrove on the injured list. So you really don't want to waste those starts. Now, yeah, you hope Randy Vasquez, you hope Adam Mazur tonight going to, you know, pitch good ball games or at least give your team a chance to win. But you're going to need your actual starters to do what they just did. And then you need to convert on those opportunities because there's probably going to be some games where you don't get a great start from Randy Vasquez or Adam Mazur or whoever ends up in one of those spot starts until both of your starters are back. So it does feel like a real missed opportunity. Let's go out to the phone lines here. Let's go to Alec calling in this morning with Ben and Woods. Alec, welcome to 97.3 The Fan.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Good, morning, buddy.
Good. I thought Woods, you made a lot of good points about last night's game and about the team in general and their identity. And I just wanted to try and make the leap to solve the puzzle. So he had mentioned that his team was struggling with identity. Then he put the piece together that we were leading the MLB in average, which a lot of people know. And I just want to say maybe Luis Arraez, his couple games here with the Padres, has been that identity that we're currently missing.
Yep.
You know, he's out of the lineup right now, and we're trying to be a little aggressive on the base pass. I know Schilt said in the presser before that he likes the guys being aggressive and he wants them to make the mistakes now so that way they get sharper and later in the regular season. But, I mean, last year we had Soto, and who were we? We were the team that hit the ball out of the park all the time and almost to a fault where it was all solo shots, and then we would get angry because, you know, we put together three solo shots and we lost the game 4-3.
Yeah, 100%.
This year we're number one in average with Luis Arraez. And now we see he's out, and, you know, it looks like the team's struggling with their identity a little bit.
That's a really good call, good point. I was so bummed last night. You know, they had talked before the game about his injury, and, you know, look, the San Diego Padres are not the only team in baseball that are going to be cagey about injuries. No team is. No team says, hey, probably a separated shoulder, if I'm being honest with you. They say, well, no, it's you know, he's a little sore.
You can say that if you're putting him on an injured list.
Correct.
But if he's on the 26th man, you want to make Ron Washington
think about it.
Worry about, you know, is Luis Arraez coming up? Is he going to appear as a pinch hitter?
Yeah.
If I intentionally walk this guy, am I going to have to face Luis Arraez? So Mike Schilt smartly kept that in the back of Ron Washington's head. Now, clearly, when David Peralta came up for Kyle Higashioka as a pinch hitter, if Arraez was healthy enough to go up, he probably would have been up there
situation. And I saw the numbers, Strickland against Peralta, and they were terrible. I mean,
you would have gone Arraez in that situation.
All day. Peralta damn near hit one out. I mean, hit one to the wall, and just, again, game of inches, game of millimeters.
So let me add to something that Alec just said. First of all, you can't talk about last night's game without acknowledging the Padres are missing Luis Arraez and Xander Bogaerts. We're kind of used to them missing Xander Bogaerts.
Yep.
I don't know what would have happened. Maybe Arias goes 0-for-4 in that game if he's healthy. I tend to think they would have won that game.
Me too.
If they had one more bat in the lineup, especially his bat at the top of the lineup. Profar's good at bats. Manny's home run might have been a 2-run shot in the first inning had Arias been there. He would have gotten one of those runners in with one of his patented hits. They probably win that game with Luis Arias. So injuries were a factor. As to the identity of the team, And while Luis Arias absolutely changes that, the Padres say they do have an identity. And here's the exact quote from Mike Schilt after the game yesterday. He said, "I'm confident that our aggression pays off for this team. It's a mindset. We do a lot of really good things. When it doesn't work, it can sting. But man, we can appreciate when it does. It's one of the first things I tell any team. The only thing we're going to have trouble with is if you're not aggressive, if you don't err on the side of aggression." So don't be surprised when Ha-Sung Kim gets thrown out trying to stretch a double into a triple, especially with one out. Don't be surprised when Tim Leeper, the third base coach, looks at a deep corner and a team that, you know, has already bobbled a couple of balls and goes, "Let's make them make this double relay execution at the plate."
But being aggressive is a mindset. It is not a dict. It's not
It can't be every single
correct.
Time.
That's the thing. Is like, feel for the game, knowing Jerickson Profar is not a fast runner at all. I mean, he was meat at home plate. Knowing who's coming up behind you, all of those things. It's a state of mind, certainly, but also playing smart baseball is a state of mind. And again, clean baseball, running into outs on the base paths, tough for me to excuse, really ever. I mean, especially with the plays right in front of Leeper, right in front of Kim, it just kills your inning. And trust me, I tell the Tier 1 baseball team the exact opposite of what Mike Schilt tells the San Diego Padres. Stop being so aggressive on the base paths and getting picked off and overrunning the bag and all the things that just kill an inning and kill momentum every time. So I understand it. I understand he's going to back his guys. I thought, you know, two bad plays last night, certainly. But hey, man, it's 2-1 loss. You got to rally today. You got to figure out how to go out and beat Sandoval today for them.
Another lefty.
Yeah.
So Patrick Sandoval, not one who's been nearly as effective as Tyler Anderson. Tyler Anderson has pitched very well this season,
dude,
not just against the Padres.
Really good.
He's pitched well. He will
we
likely
possibly trade for him.
Yes. And by the way, this morning, and I'll go through it, Jeff Passan mentions his name in possible trade talks, at least trade deadline moves. He did a trade deadline preview already that we can talk about a little bit later. Let's open the phone lines again for a contestant for Take on Woods. Got a chance to win tickets to the Kings of Late Night at the San Diego County Fair here coming up in a couple of minutes. 833-288-0973. Call in. Frank will try to screen a couple of calls and get us a contestant here in just a minute. 833-288-0973. I also want to add that without Arias in the lineup, obviously that hurts. Jake Cronenworth has also kind of hit a bit of a skid the last week or so. He's had a couple of big hits.
Yep.
He had the double in the last series in Kansas City, but I looked it up. He's 4 for his last 26. And, last night he had some opportunities with runners on base, was not able to come through, just kind of hit some couple weak flies to left field, trying to go the other way. I mean, you can see that his approach isn't bad. He's just not quite locked in right now like he was earlier in the season. It shortens the lineup. When you have Arias out, you have Bogarts out, you have Cronenworth now not hitting the way he was earlier in the season, that squeezes the lineup. Even if Manny is starting to come out of it, you don't have that depth all the way to the bottom that we saw earlier in the season that was helping the Padres win some games when Tatis and Manny were struggling.
And yeah, I mean, Jackson Merrill's come down to earth a little bit. You know, it's time, though. You know, there needs to be that shift. The bottom carried this team, Ben. It needs to come back to sea level a little bit. And if that happens, that's fine. I mean, that's absolutely fine. Manny, Tatis, those guys, they need to mash. And they need to mash left-handed pitchers last night. I did see, I think the most upset I got last night was somebody tweeted me that Tatis should have been bunting there after the double from Profar. And tell you this, man, if I ever see Fernando Tatis Jr. sacrifice bunt, I may be done with baseball. And he may be done with baseball. There's no, I'll get this on record. He should never sacrifice. Do we all in agreement on that?
Yes.
Never. Never, ever. There's no,
especially when he's pretty locked in at the plate
100%.
Right now.
And especially when he has the ability, well, he's one of three guys on the team, maybe, that has the ability to hit the ball out of the ballpark and hit a gap and end up standing on third with ease. I don't want him giving away outs. Tyler Wade, yeah, drop one down. Kyle Higashioka, 100%. Do what you got to do. Fernando Tatis Jr. should never bunt. Never. Unless he's bunting for a hit, right? But he should never sacrifice bunt. I didn't know I'd have to say that today. It hurts my heart to actually have to say it.
You could even argue that he shouldn't be bunting for a hit.
Correct.
I mean, yes, there's probably some situations where the third baseman is way back. And he's going like, I could put down a mediocre bunt and easily reach first. And you can make the argument, okay, then it's worth it. But realize, if they're playing that back, it's probably because they'd rather see Fernando bunting than swinging away. 100%, if they're the other team.
100%.
Don't do what the other team wants you to do. And if the other team is going to be happy that you're bunting, and they would have been happy, then don't do that.
Yeah. If they're going to give you that, I mean, seriously. No, he's got needs to hit the ball out of the ballpark.
All right, we'll come back to Padres talk in a couple of minutes. Right now, though, let's get to today's game. It's time for Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods. Woods.
Take on Woods, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes, and you don't have to get out of your car. For the discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. We got Wilkie in Claremont. Woods walked out of the studio. He goes, Wilkie, is that my boy, Wilkinson?
It is. Oh. It is his boy. I'm a Tier 1 baseball player.
Outstanding. All right. We got Tier 1 on Tier 1 crime today for Take on Woods and a chance to win tickets to the San Diego County Fair's Kings of Late Night on June 21st, featuring Jay Leno, Craig Ferguson, and Arsenio Hall. Tickets are on sale now at sdfair.com. This is an instant win if you can beat or tie Woods. So here are your categories. We got It's Not False. You'll have to figure that out as you go, but it's pretty simple. Ooh, ooh, I know this one. Those are five bands with double O's in their name. And we got Beatles in two words. Those are two-word Beatles song titles. So It's Not False, Ooh, Ooh, I Know This One, or Beatles in two words. Wilkie?
That'll be Beatles.
Beatles. All right, he's going with the Beatles category. And by the way, this category was submitted by another Tier 1 Janice, who emailed me last week and said she has actually tied Woods twice and beaten him once, and she wanted to apologize to Paul for the category since we know he doesn't like the Beatles. Paul's not here today, though, so perfect day for Beatles in two words. So all five of today's answers are two-word Beatles song titles. You'll have 60 seconds. Get as many as you can. Pass if you don't know an answer. We can come back to it. And, of course, our first second question is our two-second song. You know it's the Beatles, so you just need to give me the title of the Beatles song to score that point. And remember, all two words. So, Wilkie, you ready to go?
Ready to roll.
Frankie, you ready? All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Category Beatles in two words. Your time begins when Frankie plays the song. Good luck, Wilkie. Let's take on Woods.
Come Together.
Correct. JoJo is the main character in which Beatles song that also...
Get Back.
Correct. Ringo Starr sings which whimsical underwater Beatles track that became a favorite for children?
Octopus's Garden.
Oh, incorrect. Which
Octopus's Garden.
That's incorrect. Which Beatles song features a plea from a hopeful author hoping to get his book published?
Paperback Writer.
Correct. Paul McCartney originally chose Daisy Hawkins as the protagonist before changing to which name in a song about all the lonely people?
Eleanor Rigby.
I wonder if the Yellow Submarine is going to trip you up there, Wilkie, because
that is going to trip me up.
That was the one, and we'll see if it's enough, because your score of 4 is good. But this is Woods we're talking about, and that might be the difference in today's game. So let's bring Woodsy back in. You got the other ones. Come Together, Get Back, Paperback Writer, and Eleanor Rigby. So hang on the line. Let's put them back on hold, and we'll see how Woodsy does. Doesn't get the category, but don't know how much of a difference that's going to make today. All right, 60 seconds back on the clock. Your time begins when Frank plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on your buddy, Wilkie.
Wilkie. Let's Come Together by the Beatles.
Correct. JoJo is the main character in which Beatles song?
Get Back.
Correct. Ringo Starr sings which whimsical underwater Beatles track that became a favorite
Yellow
for children?
Yellow Submarine.
Correct. Which Beatles song features a plea from a hopeful author hoping to get his book published?
That is Paperback Writer.
Correct. Paul McCartney originally chose Daisy Hawkins as the protagonist before changing the name to which name in a song about all the lonely people?
Oh, Eleanor Rigby.
Oh, and that is the difference. Wilkie said Octopus's Garden.
No, Wilkie!
And that was the difference. That's my two-word Beatles titles.
That's my tier one, Wilkie.
Yeah, that
He's
was.
On our baseball squad.
Yeah.
Sweet Angel. He owns a record store.
Do you want to bring him back on here?
Yeah, put him on.
Yeah, Wilkie, you're back on the air here.
Hi, Wilk.
Oh, man. Woodsy, man, that tripped me up. I answered too quickly.
You did.
It happens,
sometimes,
man.
You do that as well. But,
I do.
Yeah, and Tier 1 Janice came up with that category for us as well.
Oh, killer. So, I love that.
Tier 1's all around
Hey,
there.
Benny.
Yeah.
Hey, Benny, I want to invite you out and the rest of the Tier 1s to one of our games. We're in first place, and we're heading to the playoffs. We'd
That's
love
right.
to see everybody out there at 9 a.m. this Sunday.
Look at you.
I appreciate Wilkie. That. I might be able to make it out.
Wilkie, what's the name of your record store, too?
Called Roy's Retro Vinyl, down by the sports arena.
That's my man, Wilkie.
Wow.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you very much.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
see you
bro.
Soon. Take care.
It's like Almost Famous come to life here.
Yeah. Yeah, he's you didn't need to come out to a game. We'll wait till playoffs.
You're definitely locked in for the postseason after sweeping your doubleheader.
Yeah, we won four straight.
You're moving up in the standings.
Mm-hmm. Four straight, first place.
Nice.
Yeah, they're coming for us.
Oh. You got a target on your back?
Always.
Oh, come on. You were on the team. You always had the biggest target on your back
Fair
as
enough.
Soon as you joined the league.
Correct.
All right, let's take a timeout. We'll come back with Don't Do This.
We got breaking news in the world of Major League Baseball about some gambling suspensions, and they have come down. And there are other players named, Benjamin. Have you
All
seen
right.
this yet?
I just saw in the chat that Woo! There's another familiar name.
Oh, yeah.
We heard about Tucapito Marcano yesterday. We were going to talk about him at the bottom of the hour, but another familiar name in there. That is coming up next with Ben Woods after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Now, rarely do we have breaking news for Don't Do This, but that's going to be the focus of our segment today. Don't Do This brought to you by the Kraft Taco in Sereno Valley. Kraft Taco has some of the best quality tacos in all of San Diego. Go to thekrafttaco.com and take a look at their happy hour specials today, thekrafttaco.com. Now, you probably saw the news yesterday about Tucapita Marcano facing a potential lifetime ban from baseball for betting on games last year when he was with the Pittsburgh Pirates and on their injured list. Of course, the Padres picked him up on a waiver claim, and he's been on their injured list all season long. So, technically, Padres infielder Tucapita Marcano, which is what all the headlines said. It was a little misleading yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
When they said, oh, Padres, Tucapita Marcano, bat banning for life for baseball. And go, all right, you don't have to necessarily put the Padres. But in that story, there was also word that four minor league players were also facing suspensions. And Major League Baseball has announced officially now the following suspensions for unrelated violations of MLB's sports betting policy. So all these individual different stories, all of them. Padres infielder, outfielder Tucapita Marcano, permanently ineligible, banned for life.
Banned for life.
A's right-handed pitcher Michael Kelly, 1 year suspension. Phillies infielder Jose Rodriguez, 1 year suspension. Diamondbacks left-handed pitcher Andrew Salfrank, 1 year suspension. And Padres left-handed pitcher Jay Groom, 1 year suspension. Groom, of course, the pitcher they got from the Boston Red Sox in the Eric Hosmer trade. He has also been popped for 1 year, and I see a lot of questions. Why 1 year for the minor league guys and the permanent ban for Tucapita Marcano? The difference is Marcano bet on his own team, and he may have bet against his own team as well, according to some of the details here, Woods. And the Marcano details are actually fascinating to me. Here's what Major League Baseball released.
That's one word for it.
Betting data shows that from October 16th, 2022, through October 23rd, 2022, and then from July 12th, 2023, through November 1st, 2023, Marcano placed 387 baseball bets, including 231 MLB-related bets, among other bets, on international baseball games through a legal sports book.
Okay.
Marcano's MLB bets were generally parlays, which would sometimes include multiple MLB-related legs, and they would sometimes include MLB-related legs and non-MLB legs. In total, Marcano bet more than $150,000 on baseball, with 87,319 of that on MLB-related bets, an average of approximately $378 per bet. Of all the over 200 MLB bets Marcano placed, 25 of those bets included Pirates games while he was assigned to the Pirates Major League Club. Marcano did not appear in any of the games in which he placed bets, however, because all of Marcano's Pirates-related bets and the vast majority of his bets overall occurred during the period after he suffered a season-ending knee injury on July 24th. Now, here's the last details.
This is unreal.
Consistent with Marcano's overall baseball betting activity, almost all of Marcano's Pirates bets were on which club, the Pirates or their opponent, would win the game, or whether there would be more or less than a certain number of runs scored in the game. So the over-under. Ultimately, Marcano lost all of his parlays involving the Pirates and only won 4.3%
Four?
Of all of his MLB-related bets overall.
My six-year-old could pick better than 4.3% of winners. Someone throwing darts at a board
should be able to pick. I mean, unless you're only doing like eight leg parlays.
Correct.
That is an incredibly bad winning percentage.
Oh,
for any gambler.
God.
Not that it matters now.
All right, so give me the details again on why it's a year for some.
So if you bet on sports but not on your own team, that's a 1 year suspension. If you bet on your own team or against your own team, that's a lifetime ban. That's the Pete Rose.
So they can bet on, can Jay Groom bet? He can bet on sports though, just not baseball.
I believe that is legal. Yes,
but he's going to bet on. But football. He did bet on baseball, just not his own team.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. Not trying to be mean here, but that clears two spots off the 40 man right now in Tucapita Marcano and Jay Groom. Adam Major, there you go. There's one. Who's next? It's business, right? Look, these guys know the rules. They know the rules.
Well, overriding and everything.
I see a lot of people going and blaming the proliferation of legalized sports betting for this. And I heard a great argument yesterday. I think it was with Matt Snyder on Gwen and Chris, but if I'm mistaken, they said, you know, kind of like steroid testing, when people got popped, you know, especially in the early days of steroid testing, it's not a sign that more people are doing it. It's a sign they're actually catching. The system works. that they're actually catching people who are doing this. You can't tell me that people weren't betting on baseball in the past, but now maybe they are a little bit with the technology, a little bit more savvy in terms of a couple of players doing this. Also, I mean, they know the rules.
Bro, like it's hammered into them.
If you're saying that the legal gambling has made the temptation too great, that these guys can't make the correct decision, I don't know what to say. I feel bad if someone has a gambling addiction. That is obviously a real problem and a real thing, and they should be able to get some help. But this is very this is 101. This is really simple level stuff. Don't bet. Don't bet on baseball if you're a baseball player, and especially don't be betting on or against your own team. It's not the legalization of sports gambling that caused Tucapito Marcano to start betting on or against the Pirates. It was stupidity. Sheer stupidity. And he's paying the price, the biggest price in baseball.
Why are Dodger fans taking their pants off right now over the fact that by the way, Jay Groom, okay, not Manny Machado, not Fernando Tatis Jr., Jay Groom and Pirate Tucapito, they're tweeting at me.
I never expected either to play for the Padres at any point ever again, probably.
So I'll say this as a Padres fan, throw the book at them. Will you say the same? I will throw the book. How about this investigation that went on for months? How long did the Ohtani investigation take? 15 minutes? Came out on Wednesday, cleared by what? Friday? Like, looks good. It's fine. $16 million or however. How many millions of dollars?
16?
Yeah. I mean, look, throw the book. If they're guilty, throw the book at them. I don't care who it is. They all know the rules. There are signs in every clubhouse. This is here's the thing that drives me nuts. This is like the one rule they enforce. There's one rule they enforce. The rest is there's gray area. There's, all right, you get a little suspension for this, that. You did this to your wife? Yeah, okay, come on back in a few months. This is the one rule. They're like, dummy, you cannot do this. You cannot do it. You cannot be adjacent to it. How do you get popped for this? Even I, a notorious rule breaker, if Adam said, I have one rule, we have one rule. Like, I can't say the F word on the radio. I can't say it. I know that. That's why I don't. Throw the book at them. Whatever has to happen. Because you have to be the dumbest guy alive. And it doesn't, in my opinion, let's take responsibility for our actions, right? And it's not DraftKings' fault. It's not the proliferation of gambling. Yes, it's everywhere. Yes, it's annoying. You're a grown man. You made a decision, and now you pay the consequences for it. And there's signs everywhere you go. It's at fantasy camp when I walk in the clubhouse. I know exactly where it is. It's like their one rule.
Now, if you want some comparison, I see from Bill Shaken. So the A's pitcher, Michael Kelly, who was suspended for a year, bet a total of $99.22 on baseball. Andrew Salfrank, who was, by the way,
he did appear in the World Series.
He bet $445.87 total.
One guy bet $99.
Tucapito Marcano bet $150,000.
Bro, you want to talk about the risk and the reward? $99 is what you bet, and now you got to sit for a year for a 99. I'm saying that's.
Okay, if I keep it under $100, MLB won't care. It'll fly under the radar.
That bit. Now let's do 99.46 on the Pirates to lose tonight.
Let's take a timeout. That was a breaking edition, a news edition of Don't Do This.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3
The Fan. I'm going to ask the question, if you want to react to this, if you feel like this is a deeper problem, is there any criticism that should be leveled at the Padres? Technically, two of the five players suspended today are part of the Padres organization.
No.
Let's at least have the discussion rationally and talk about this. When we come back, 833-288-0973, if you want to join us, talking about the Major League Baseball gambling suspensions with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. So you're hearing from Dodgers fans.
course, because I took some shots at Shohei's expense. I also defended him if he didn't do anything wrong.
And it's absolutely fair to question the individual player. The Dodgers organization didn't have anything to do with that. 100%. All of the Ipe Mizuhara stuff happened while Shohei was a member of the Angels.
Yeah.
If you want to look into where the Angels,
they were David Fletcher.
Yeah, not had their heads turned the wrong way, but I can see how this is going, and there's going to be a lot of hand wringing, especially when you look at all the headlines of what's going on right now. Every single headline in the national media has the word Padres in it right now.
Who would care? I don't care about. It's not that I don't care about them, but it's not. Jay Groom and Tuukka Pietä Markkanen, they don't move any needles.
Well, and it's beyond that. And I'm going to explain. We're going to check traffic. And I just want to make sure that everyone understands what we're talking about here on this story. Because it's what the players did, Tuukka Pietä Markkanen and Jay Groom, both absolutely idiotic and deserving of suspensions. But the Padres are kind of getting painted with a brush here that is not fair in the least bit. And I'll explain why after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Five players banned from baseball, four for a year in the minor leagues, including Padres minor league pitcher Jay Groom and Tuukka Pietä Markkanen, who gets a lifetime ban for betting on baseball. We're talking about that this morning. However, I know what's going to happen, and it'll be me, it'll be other reporters. They're going to go in and they're going to go, we need to cover this, the Padres. Go ask questions of the Padres, players and coaches and front office and what's going on here. We need to get to the bottom of this story and how the Padres are involved, because every headline says Padres infielder Tuukka Pietä Markkanen banned for life. Padres minor league pitcher Jay Groom suspended for 1 year. What's going on in this Padres organization? But according to this MLB investigation, and I just had this confirmed as well, none of the bets are said to have taken place while either player was with the Padres. Even Jay Groom, the Markkanen, as reported, happened while he was with the Pirates and on the Pirates injured list over the last 2 years. Jay Groom's bets happened long ago when he was with the Boston Red Sox, not in the San Diego Padres organization.
My question to you is, why do you care? Because I don't care. This isn't Shohei Ohtani. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not of the caliber of, and again, that had nothing to do with the Dodgers. Like you said, it all happened when he and Ipe were with the Angels. Yeah?
Correct.
So you cannot indict an unless an organization is actively trying to get signups for their players at spring training, which would be moronic. Hey, did you guys sign up to the DraftKings? Use the promo code Padres or Brown for the faithful, and you get a $100 discount. No,
I just don't think there's, like, if I had AJ Preller sitting in the studio right now, I wouldn't have a question to ask him about this story.
No,
he doesn't have anything to do with it.
Correct. Nor do the Boston Red Sox. Nor do the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Not really.
I mean, they have, again, these are guys doing things of their own free will and their own volition. Ben, they're grown men, and I do get a little tired of always going, well, obviously they're gambling because of DraftKings or because of whatever. Like, I like to play some bets on some games. I gamble with my head, not over it. Okay? Not everybody has that ability to. And I understand that. It's as bad a vice as drinking, smoking, chewing tobacco, driving too fast. Again, if I'm driving too fast, it's not because I watched Formula One over the weekend. It's because I put my foot down and I drove too fast.
Okay, that's a good analogy, because I will say that this is the one area where, if you want to criticize the legalization of gambling, if it was legal for everybody else to drive 80 on the freeway, but you were told by your employer, if you go over 65,
you're fired.
Right. Which happens. Delivery drivers, you
100%,
see the stickers.
Man.
You know, this car is monitored by GPS, whatever. And they get in more trouble if they go faster than the rest of the people on the freeway. That would make it a little bit harder knowing. I'm not really breaking any laws. And it's very easy to do and it's fun, but I'm not supposed to do it because of my employer. I think that's kind of the comparison we're making right here.
100%. I mean, again, I think there is a severe lack of accountability in a lot of different arenas in America. A lot. And I do think if you screw up, you did it. Nobody did that for you. Nobody made you place those bets. I understand. Hey, look, when all of these sites, you know, BetQL, and they're advertising. They're doing their advertising. If you go to McDonald's every single day or another fast food place and you eat it every single day, because whose fault is it? It's not their fault for advertising their food. It's your fault. Wear it a little bit. Wear the accountability. I screwed up. I placed illegal bets. I got to sit for a year. I just derailed my career by a year. Again, Sol Frank pitched in the World Series. That's so dumb and short-sighted to me. Like, you have this, what is the payoff for you? Is it a, and I'll go a step further. I told you guys this at the break. There is something in my mind that actually understands a pitcher going, God, man, I'm not spinning my breaking ball. I'm gonna try a little bit of this here on my wrist, see if I can get a little. I understand that. You're looking for a competitive edge. These are those rules that you shouldn't break because, well, these are the consequences that you have to face. And by the way, if I put a little sticky stuff on my wrist and I get popped, guess what I know I got coming? 10 games. And I got to go, I did it. That was me. Tried to get a little better grip. These balls are like cue balls. And I need a little bit of extra grip. I wear it. I'll take my 10 games. I let my team down. Just be accountable for your actions. It has nothing to do with how much advertising somebody does.
Do you think it's hypocritical of Major League Baseball to accept money from gambling sites, advertisers?
No, because I don't.
I don't either.
I don't either. Because I feel like, again, the rules are so very clear, and they're so beaten into these guys' head that if you screw up, it's on you. Do not enter.
By the way, I strongly believe, whether or not you're into gambling or not, I strongly believe that we should be allowed to do it as, you know, private citizens.
Sure.
I think it should be something that if you can do responsibly, you should be legally allowed to do it.
Sure. If I see...
If we just banned it completely, would it help prevent some people who are addicted to gambling from gambling? Maybe a few.
No.
If we prevented alcohol, went back to prohibition, would that stop some people from... It might stop some people from drinking. Yeah. If it wasn't available, if you couldn't go to the bar and just order a cocktail, it would keep some of drinking problems from probably drinking as much.
No.
But I'm not advocating for that. I'm advocating we should have the freedom.
Yeah, you make your own
for
decision,
the most part, to choose our own decisions.
And you face the consequences
Face the consequences if there are.
If I am at the San Diego Zoo and there are signs everywhere that say, keep out, keep out, keep out, keep out, keep out, keep out, and I jump into the lion's den and they rip me to shreds, is it the lion's fault? Is it the zoo's fault? It's my fault. But the signs are very clear. Do not do this. You cannot do this. If you do this, you're facing a lifetime ban. If there was something in my career or your career listening where they said, buddy, if you do this, you could be banned for life, and you do it anyway, it is not on anybody else but you. Be responsible for your mistakes.
This is until you find evidence of someone throwing a game.
Yeah, dude, that's...
And then that becomes a Major League Baseball problem. That definitely, you know, then it becomes a problem for the sport. But that none of that has been accused here. By the way, here are the details for Jay Grooms, why he got suspended for 1 year. Betting data shows that from July 22nd, 2020 through July 24th, 2021, Groom placed 32 MLB-related bets. Of those, 24 bets involved the Red Sox, Major League Club, of which Groom was placed while he was assigned to the Red Sox High A affiliate in Greenville, South Carolina. All of the bets were on the final outcome of the game, a total of $453.74. Over 1 year, mostly betting Red Sox games while he was a single-A player for the Red Sox in 2020 and 2021, 2 years before he joined the San Diego Padres organization.
And again, it's my main problem with the whole Ipe situation. The inside knowledge of that dude had on that organization, the Angels, I mean, you kill for that. And you love gambling that much, and you want to place bets that much, and you only bet soccer, and you only bet, you know, other sports that didn't have to do with it. That's always been my number one thing, is like, but it goes to show you, Tucapita Marcano and Jay Groom, Tucapita Marcano especially, he had all the inside information in the world. He won 4% of his bets. 4%. So I don't know how much it actually helps, but I'm not blaming the leagues for having Wrigley Field has a sports book there. You know what I mean? But you know who shouldn't be in there? Imanaga should not be in there, and Craig Council should not be in there placing bets on baseball, and that's fine. Those are the rules. If they are in there, they know the consequences. Just wear it. Like, you made a mistake.
Speaking of sports books at the stadium, I don't know if you guys noticed this or not, but when the Mets were in Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
they showed a video of the Pete Rose statue.
Yeah.
And I think it was either Gary Cohen or Keith Hernandez that pointed it out. The direction in which Pete Rose is sliding.
Yeah.
Right across the street from a sports
book. From a sports book. Yeah, 100%. It is, it's something, Ben, that's a whole different can of worms is the, Tucapita Marcano bet on games. Who was the basketball player that just got popped? And he was actually taking himself out of games to affect his over under points, rebounds. That is dastardly. That is 100%. But, you know, I'm not saying that this isn't. They absolutely should throw the book at these guys. But when you talk about point shaving, run shaving, throwing games, bro, that's a different animal entirely.
Jonte Porter,
yeah. And I read those stories. I'm like, oh, this guy pulled himself in the first quarter after betting over under 3 rebounds or something. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Brandon makes an interesting point that Groom's bets, I gave you the dates, 2020 to 2021. In 2020, obviously, he wasn't even playing baseball because of the pandemic. They came back in the minor league season early in 2021, and it sounds like soon after he returned, he stopped betting on games, but he was doing it kind of during the pandemic when there was nothing else to do. Not that that excuses it. It's still against the rules, but at least he didn't continue to do that. And hopefully guys like that, you know, learn their lesson, serve their 1-year suspension and can come back and have an opportunity to play baseball again in the future. Now, I don't know that he'll ever get to the big leagues again or was ever going to get to the big leagues again. But, am I seeing anything? Am I missing anything here? This just doesn't feel like it's not a Padres story or a.
It's not a Red Sox story. Yeah. It's not a Diamondback story. It's a personal responsibility. Satan's Blowfish says, "Yeah, we've already had a World Series thrown, you know, by the White Sox in 1919. That's the kind of stuff that can't happen. But again, I don't know that that's going to happen because of some heavies from DraftKings coming down and asking the Rangers to throw a World Series. I mean, I guess anything's possible, but I don't think that element gets out of baseball if you didn't take DraftKings money. Their element's always going to be there. It's always been there. Always. It's always been there. So I don't blame baseball for this. I blame the players involved. Always. They did it.
I just don't think there's anything to argue.
Right. I can't see another
argument. I'm willing to listen if I'm missing something, but I don't think there's anyone's feet to hold to the fire other than the individual players, and they are suffering the consequences. Their feet are being held to the worst fire, especially for Tucapita Marcano.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the biggest headline in sports this morning. We can talk more about the game and the struggles on offense last night with your Padres coming up in the second half of Ben and Woods. Don't go away. More ahead on 97.3 The Fan. So you're hearing from Dodgers fans.
Course, because I took some shots at Shohei's expense. I also defended him if he didn't do anything wrong.
And it's absolutely fair to question the individual player. The Dodgers organization didn't have anything to do with that.
100%.
All of the Ipe Mizuhara stuff happened while Shohei was a member of the Angels.
Yeah.
If you want to look into where the Angels,
they were David Fletcher.
Yeah, not had their heads turned the wrong way, but. I can see how this is going, and there's going to be a lot of hand-wringing, especially when you look at all the headlines of what's going on right now. Every single headline in the national media has the word Padres in it right now.
Who would care? I don't care about them, but it's not Jay Groom and Tucapita Marcano.
Well,
they don't move any needles.
Well, and it's beyond that, and I'm going to explain. We're going to check traffic. And I just want to make sure that everyone understands what we're talking about here on this story, because it's what the players did, Tucapita Marcano and Jay Groom, both absolutely idiotic and deserving of suspensions. But the Padres are kind of getting painted with a brush here that is not fair in the least bit, and I'll explain why after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Five players banned from baseball, four for a year in the minor leagues, including Padres minor league pitcher Jay Groom, and Tucapita Marcano, who gets a lifetime ban for betting on baseball. We're talking about that this morning. However, I know what's going to happen, and it'll be me, it'll be other reporters. They're going to go in and they're going to go, we need to cover this, you know, the Padres. What? Go ask questions of the Padres, right. You know, players and coaches and front office and what's going on here. You know, we need to get to the bottom of this story and how the Padres are involved, because every headline says Padres infielder Tucapita Marcano banned for life. Padres minor league pitcher Jay Groom suspended for 1 year. What's going on in this Padres organization? But according to this MLB investigation, and I just had this confirmed as well, none of the bets are said to have taken place while either player was with the Padres. Even Jay Groom, the Marcano, as reported, happened while he was with the Pirates and on the Pirates injured list over the last 2 years. Jay Groom's bets happened long ago when he was with the Boston Red Sox, not in the San Diego Padres organization.
My question to you is, why do you care? Because I don't care. This isn't Shohei Ohtani. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not of the caliber of, and again, that had nothing to do with the Dodgers. Like you said, it all happened when he and Ippe were with the Angels. Yeah?
Correct.
So you cannot indict an unless an organization is actively trying to get signups for their players at spring training, which would be moronic. Hey, did you guys sign up to the DraftKings? Use the promo code Padres or Brown for the faithful, and you get a $100 discount. No,
I just don't think there's, like, if I had AJ Preller sitting in the studio right now, I wouldn't have a question to ask him about this story.
No,
he doesn't have anything to do with it.
Correct. Nor do the Boston Red Sox. Nor do the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Not really.
I mean, they have, again, these are guys doing things of their own free will and their own volition. Ben, they're grown men, and I do get a little tired of always going, well, obviously they're gambling because of DraftKings or because of whatever. Like, you know, I like to play some bets on some games. I gamble with my head, not over it. Okay? Not everybody has that ability to. And I understand that. It's as bad a vice as drinking, smoking, chewing tobacco, driving too fast. Again, if I'm driving too fast, it's not because I watched Formula One over the weekend. It's because I put my foot down and I drove too fast.
Okay, that's a good analogy, because I will say that this is the one area where, if you want to criticize the legalization of gambling, if it was legal for everybody else to drive 80 on the freeway, but you were told by your employer, if you go over 65,
you're fired.
Right. Which happens. Delivery drivers, you see the stickers.
100%, man.
You know, this car is monitored by GPS, whatever. And they get in more trouble if they go faster than the rest of the people on the freeway. That would make it a little bit harder knowing. I'm not really breaking any laws. It's just, and it's very easy to do and it's fun, but I'm not supposed to do it because of my employer. I think that's kind of the comparison we're making right here.
100%. I mean, again, I think there is a severe, severe lack of accountability in a lot of different arenas in America. A lot. And I do think if you screw up, you did it. Nobody did that for you. You didn't. Nobody made you place those bets. I understand. Hey, look, when all of these sites, you know, BetQL, and they're advertising. They're doing their advertising. If you go to McDonald's every single day or another fast food place and you eat it every single day because, whose fault is it? It's not their fault for advertising their food. It's your fault. Wear it a little bit. Wear the accountability. I screwed up. I placed illegal bets. I just got to sit for a year. I just derailed my career by a year. Again, Sol Frank pitched in the World Series. That's so dumb and short-sighted to me. Like, you have this, what is the payoff for you? Is it I'll go a step further. I told you guys this at the break. There is something in my mind that actually understands a pitcher going, God, man, I'm not spinning my breaking ball. I'm gonna try a little bit of this here on my wrist, see if I can get a little. I understand that. You're looking for a competitive edge. These are those rules that you shouldn't break because, well, these are the consequences that you have to face. And by the way, If I put a little sticky stuff on my wrist and I get popped, guess what I know I got coming? 10 games. And I got to go, I did it. That was me. Tried to get a little better grip. These balls are like cue balls, and I need a little bit of extra grip. I wear it. I'll take my 10 games. I let my team down. Just be accountable for your actions. It has nothing to do with how much advertising somebody does.
Do you think it's hypocritical of Major League Baseball to accept money from gambling sites, advertisers?
No, because I don't.
I don't either.
I don't either. Because I feel like, again, the rules are so very clear, and they're so beaten into these guys' head that if you screw up, it's on you. Do not enter.
By the way, I strongly believe, whether or not you're into gambling or not, I strongly believe that we should be allowed to do it as, you know, private citizens.
Sure.
I think it should be something that if you can do responsibly, you should be legally allowed to do it.
Sure. If I see...
If we just banned it completely, would it help prevent some people who are addicted to gambling from gambling? Maybe a few.
No.
If we prevented alcohol, went back to prohibition, would that stop some people from... It might stop some people from drinking. If it wasn't available, if you couldn't go to the bar and just order a cocktail, it would keep some of drinking problems from probably drinking as much.
No.
But I'm not advocating for that. I'm advocating... We should have the freedom,
you make your own
for the most part, to choose our own decisions.
And you face the consequences
Face the consequences if there are.
If I am at the San Diego Zoo and there are signs everywhere that say, keep out, keep out, keep out, keep out, keep out, keep out, and I jump into the lion's den and they rip me to shreds, is it the lion's fault? Is it the zoo's fault? It's my fault. But the signs are very clear. Do not do this. You cannot do this. If you do this, you're facing a lifetime ban. If there was something in my career or your career listening where they said, buddy, if you do this, you could be banned for life, and you do it anyway, it is not on anybody else but you. Be responsible for your mistakes.
This is until you find evidence of someone throwing a game.
Yeah, dude, that's...
And then that becomes a Major League Baseball problem. That definitely, you know, then it becomes a problem for the sport. But that none of that has been accused here. By the way, here are the details for Jay Grooms, why he got suspended for 1 year. Betting data shows that from July 22nd, 2020 through July 24th, 2021, Groom placed 32 MLB-related bets. Of those, 24 bets involved the Red Sox, Major League Club, of which Groom was placed while he was assigned to the Red Sox High A affiliate in Greenville, South Carolina. All of the bets were on the final outcome of the game, a total of $453.74. Over 1 year, mostly betting Red Sox games while he was a single-A player for the Red Sox in 2020 and 2021, 2 years before he joined the San Diego Padres organization.
And again, it's my main problem with the whole IPA situation. The inside knowledge of that dude had on that organization, the Angels, I mean, you kill for that. And you love gambling that much, and you want to place bets that much, and you only bet soccer, and you only bet, you know, other sports that didn't have to do with it. That's always been my number one thing is like, but it goes to show you, Tucapita Marcano and Jay Groom, Tucapita Marcano especially, he had all the inside information in the world. He won 4% of his bets. 4%. So I don't know how much it actually helps, but I'm not blaming the leagues for having, Wrigley Field has a sports book there. You know what I mean? But you know who shouldn't be in there? Imanaga should not be in there. And Craig Counsell should not be in there placing bets on baseball. And that's fine. Those are the rules. If they are in there, they know the consequences. Just wear it. Like, you made a mistake.
Speaking of sports books at the stadium, I don't know if you guys noticed this or not, but when the Mets were in Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
they showed a video of the Pete Rose statue.
Yeah.
And I think it was either Gary Cohen or Keith Hernandez that pointed it out. The direction in which Pete Rose is sliding.
Yeah.
Right across the street from a sports
book. From a sports book. Yeah, 100%. It is. It's something, Ben, that's a whole different can of worms is the... Oh, Tucapita Marcano bet on games. Who was the basketball player that just got popped? And he was actually taking himself out of games to affect his over-under points, rebounds. That is dastardly. That is 100%. But, you know, I'm not saying that this isn't. They absolutely should throw the book at these guys. But when you talk about point shaving, run shaving, throwing games, bro, that's a different animal entirely.
Jontay Porter,
yeah. And I mean, I read those stories. I'm like, oh, this guy pulled himself in the first quarter after betting over under 3 rebounds or something. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Brandon makes an interesting point that Grooms Bets, I gave you the dates, 2020 to 2021. In 2020, obviously, he wasn't even playing baseball because of the pandemic. They came back in the minor league season early in 2021, and it sounds like soon after he returned, he stopped betting on games, but he was doing it kind of during the pandemic when there was nothing else to do. Not that that excuses it. It's still against the rules, but at least he didn't continue to do that. And hopefully guys like that, you know, learn their lesson, serve their 1 year suspension and can come back and have an opportunity to play baseball again in the future. Now, I don't know that he'll ever get to the big leagues again or was ever going to get to the big leagues again. But, am I seeing anything? Am I missing anything here? This just doesn't feel like. It's not a Padres story or a.
It's not a Red Sox story. Yeah. It's not a Diamondback story. It's a personal responsibility. Satan's Blowfish says, "Yeah, we've already had a World Series thrown, you know, by the White Sox in 1919. That's the kind of stuff that can't happen. But again, I don't know that that's going to happen because of." Some heavies from DraftKings coming down and asking the Rangers to throw a World Series. I mean, I guess anything's possible, but I don't think that element gets out of baseball if you didn't take DraftKings money. Their element's always going to be there. It's always been there. Always. It's always been there. So I don't blame baseball for this. I blame the players involved. Always. They did it.
I just don't think there's anything to argue.
Right. I can't see another
argument. I'm willing to listen if I'm missing something, but I don't think there's anyone's feet to hold to the fire other than the individual players, and they are suffering the consequences. Their feet are being held to the worst fire, especially for Tuukka Pietarinen Markkanen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the biggest headline in sports this morning. We can talk more about the game and the struggles on offense last night with your Padres coming up in the second half of Ben and Woods. Don't go away. More ahead on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.